It looks just like tomato juice.
But it's a blend of juices good for you and me, V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's eight ways tasty. Discover it and see. Lively juices, vegetable juices, yours for good health in V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell's.
The name of the game is Monitor 67, the light and lively sound every weekend at home or while traveling. Gene Rayburn here, live, by the way, nothing's on film. In 2 minutes, Arlene Francis with her guest, Miss America of 1954. That gives Trini Lopez just the amount of time he needs.
Got along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's Carpets. Here's Arlene.
I'll be back in a minute to find out what life is like for a Miss America after she spends her year in the limelight. Well, now, let's get down to business. Carpet business and carpets for business. Did you know that Lee's Elegant Mark Royal Carpet is constructed for commercial use? Naturally, it's got to be very durable, got to stand up to the trample of traffic all day long. And that's why Lee's Mark Royal is made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont, the springy carpet fiber that stays that way.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Lee's Mark Royal, the commercial carpet with the handcrafted look, is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. Made with Orlon 33 acrylic.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Have you ever wondered what happens to a Miss America pageant winner after her year of fame? Does she miss the applause and attention? Does she hate to give up her crown? We'll get the answers to these questions right now as reporter Alan Jay talks to Miss America of 1954, Evelyn A. Semper.
Miss America of 1954, what has happened since then?
Well, I've had a very happy life. I'm married. I have two daughters, one 7 and the other 11. I live in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Lovely home, two Great Danes, an acre of ground, lots of gardening, and that's what happens to Miss Americas.
And a husband?
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I have one of those, too.
Right, what does he do?
He is with the Pennsylvania Railroad.
All right. Going back to 1954, what happened immediately after in terms of awards and recognition and that kind of thing?
Well, Miss America, of course, above all, wins a scholarship and then travels. Mm-hmm. I traveled about 260,000 miles in that year, and I went to England and France and Germany and saw all of our country.
You did get a scholarship?
Yes.
To where?
A scholarship to be used for any kind of education that you would choose. I had finished 2 years at the University of Pennsylvania, and I used my scholarship to go back to school in various states where I was living while my husband was in the Navy. I took a correspondence course in advertising, so I gained all sorts of knowledge through my scholarship.
What about movie offers and that kind of thing?
Well, you do get them, and many of them sound very enticing and glamorous. But in the year that I was Miss America, I ventured in and out of that entertainment field, looked it over very carefully, and decided that that wasn't particularly the kind of life that I was looking for.
When the year was over, did you have any regrets about having served?
No, no regrets. I think that you live that year so very fully that when you give up the crown, you're rather pleased to pass it on to someone else.
Do you follow the contest today at Atlantic City?
Yes, I do.
And how has it changed in your estimation?
I don't think that basically it has changed too much. It has grown. I think the caliber of the girls gets better every year. You find more college students. You have those that are already graduates of college. And I'm fond of the Miss America pageant and what it stands for. It's been many, many years since I've been Miss America, and I have not stayed actively in the limelight. And yet, if I would accept all of the things that would be asked of me, I would have a 20-hour day, I guess, that would be filled with work to do, just because once I had been Miss America.
An insight into the life of a former Miss America from Evelyn A. Semper, Miss America of 1954. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now, here's more from that new world of liveliness in carpeting. Lee's New Charleston, the thick, fat, roly-poly carpet that's super resilient because it's made with pile of DuPont Orlon 33 acrylic.
Springier, fancier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
For a lot of good, down-to-earth reasons, those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen again later today when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets again present Arlene Francis.
There are many good beers in America today, and a fine thing it is because you have a choice of quality, of taste, of name, and of price. Now, for those who have a more than average liking for a refreshing glass of beer, the brewers of Miller High Life have always offered a beer of unusual quality, of hearty, distinctive flavor, and of such a sparkling, smooth satisfaction, it has become world famous as the champagne of bottle beer. Only the tenderest of hops selected right off the vine, only the rarest of barley grown in special fields, and only the slowest, most patient methods are used to bring Miller High Life to the peak of its perfection. But please do not take our word for all this. The only real test of Miller High Life is to taste it. All you can lose is your preference for any other beer. Ask for Miller High Life. Millions of people do. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, in case you're wondering what time it is, synchronize your watches at 16 minutes before the hour and enjoy the way the Brothers Four sing, "All I Need Is You."
All I need is you by my side. When I think of you, then my heart opens wide. I could move a mountain or stop a roaring tide. All I need is you by my side. All I need is you.
1 minute, Monitor Sports and Ernie Terrell, the man who claims he was fouled in his recent heavyweight bout with champ Cassius Clay. Just stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Dodge boys are setting out to fight for the kind of deals you'll know are right.
Fight with the good guys.
These rebels are really pounding leather to get you in a great new Dodge together, the Dodge boys.
The good guys, they've rounded up a great new breed of cars you've got to see. These babies put you in the lead.
Ride with the good guys.
The Dodge boys.
And that goes for your next truck, too. Yes, you'll get the truck you need from the Dodge boys, because Dodge builds a complete line of trucks from the new longer compacts to big diesels and builds them to last. Come on in to Dodge Truck Center in Massford. See the Dodge truck that'll work for you and see how we protect you for thousands of miles after others have left you cold.
The good guys.
You can tell they're good guys. They all wear white hats.
Dr. Joyce Brothers treats problems, not patients. Weekdays at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
One moment, a minority report on the Clay Terrell heavyweight title fight. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong.
Presenting the Wynn Oil Company Corral under the direction of John Philip Azusa. Now, speaking for the Wynn Oil Company, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Thank you. This is Keenan Wynn. It has come to my attention that many of you still think I'm related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. We do spell our name the same way, W-Y-N-N. But the relationship ends there. In other words, I want to assure you that I didn't get this job because I'm a cousin or a nephew. I did get the job because I know Wynn's products. I've used them, and they're good. At your service station, ask for Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many more. All designed to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company. Of Azusa.
Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong, capital of the world.
Ernie Terrell, recovering from eye surgery following his loss to heavyweight champion Cassius Clay, was in New York this week with what he called proof that Clay had repeatedly fouled him. A report from Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Ernie Terrell, the reason for your press conference earlier this week was, as I understand it, to give the other side of the story of the Clay Terrell fight. Is that correct?
Well, there was only one side to it. That was his side. That wasn't even a side. What he said, that was just ridiculous. And this fight was actually, in my opinion, well, as far as I'm concerned, Clay won the fight, but it was on a foul.
Are you claiming that Clay fouled you deliberately or accidentally?
Well, every clinch that we got in, he would grab me in a headlock. And he would poke his thumb in my eye, using his right hand, he would rub it across the face. And at one point, he took me to the ropes, and he held the rope with one hand and mauled my head against the rope, with the rope in my eye, in the third round. And that's, I think that's the round that I got double vision. I don't know, it was from a thumb going into the eye.
Then you claim that Clay, as I understand it, deliberately fouled you.
He deliberately fouled me. I don't think there's no doubt about it. Most of the people at ringside saw it anyway. And they were just waiting to hear from me, and this is the only time I really had a chance to speak up.
What if you think of Clay now as a fighter?
Well, I don't think much of him. I think even less of him now. I mean, I was a cripple there, and it looked like to me if he's such a great fighter, this was certainly a time to take advantage of it. And he couldn't then. So I'd sure like to get another crack at him when I could see him. I don't know whether this will ever take place or not, but I think there should be one because this doesn't prove which one was the best fighter under the circumstances.
What do you think of him as a man?
As a man, I think he's next to the devil, maybe even a little below.
What about your eye, Ernie? How is that coming along?
Well, the doctor was very optimistic. He told me that the operation was successful as far as it goes. I think it's going to be all right, and I'm going to go back into training as soon as I'm able to and start seeking another bout.
What do you think of Foley's chances in the upcoming fight?
Well, any heavyweight has a chance. I have a Foley do have age against him. I want you to know that my sympathy is with Foley. I usually don't choose in two fighters, but in Kay's place, anybody that beats him certainly deserves to.
Ernie, is it true that the black Muslims tried to get you to join their organization?
Well, yeah. I don't say that they picked me out especially. I think they tried to recruit all Negroes, and they were sent out to me, and they were sent away.
Why did you refuse to join them?
Well, I don't believe in them. They're crazy. That's an extremist group, the same reason I wouldn't join the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis and everything else you can think of.
Well, Ernie Terrell, thank you very much, and I want to wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now here's Jonathan Winters for Luden's Cough Drops.
Can I help you, Miss Frickert?
Oh, yes. I'd like a box of Luden's Cough Drops.
What flavor?
Oh, now let me see.
How about the powerful new Luden's flavor, menthol eucalyptus, in this blue box?
Menthol eucalyptus?
Menthol eucalyptus.
Menthol meucalyptus?
Now, look, Miss Frickert. Luden's menthol eucalyptus. Eucalyptus is the powerful new Luden's cough drop flavor that comes from a tree.
Isn't that cute? I'll take two boxes and the tree. I love nature.
You're always sure of the latest developments, special guests, interesting feature stories from the world of sports throughout every weekend on Monitor.
Helen, I'm home. What's for supper?
Hey, you're sure bright-eyed. I'd be bored to death with this housework routine day after day.
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Marilyn May. What are your plans for later today? Well, make sure you tune in on Ed McMahon's segment of Monitor, because among the guests will be Ed Ames, Chris Noel, and Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. The Messrs. Ames and Peale, I think you know, and Miss Noel is the lovely starlet who's providing lively listening for GIs in Vietnam with her disc jockey show from Saigon. Besides the guests, there's good music, comedy, sports, news. A lot of good listening for very little effort, just a flick of a switch. So join Ed McMahon and keep your weekend lively later today with Monitor.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Richard's Flugel Nights, and Everybody Loves My Baby. Everyone also likes to stay informed on the latest national and world developments, so stay tuned for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Gene Rayburn.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers. Merrill Muller, Chet Huntley, and I are heard each weekday with emphasis on NBC Radio.
A Hertz man in Greenwood, Mississippi drove 5 miles to get a quart of milk for a customer with ulcers. No, our business isn't first aid, but if first aid will help satisfy a customer, we'll do that too. When you're number one in rent-a-cars and have a competitor who's just dying to see you become number two, you don't think about where to draw the line. You think about how to go beyond it. Rent a new Ford from Hertz.
Down city streets, country lanes, and busy highways, Big Town USA is on the move with people. And WNBC, the voice of Big Town, brings you the sound of Big Town people on the move.
It's 12 o'clock noon Eastern Tetley tea time. Mail just come? Read it over a cup of Tetley with that tiny little tea leaf flavor that's always better because it's never bitter. Tetley.
Sportscaster Bill Mazur knows the answers. He wrote the book. Call him weeknights at 5 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.